Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we are happy that your grace has kept us to this hour. We know every passing moment people are crossing from here to the other side, both your children and none of your children. For the fact that we are still here is a sure sign that the time that you allotted for us to be here to serve as your witnesses, as the light of the world, oh Master, the time has not yet expired. That is why we are still here. We pray, Father, that you be gracious to us.
Amen.
In our neighborhood, in our place of work, in our businesses, where we interact with unbelievers, may they see us as the light of the world. You said, when a man lights up a candle, he does not put it under a bushel, so that he might give light to the passerby. Our Master, that is what you have spoken about us. Wherever we are, we want to shine as your representative.
Amen.
Give us the grace and ability to do
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions.
Amen.
We are grateful for the little time of recess. Thank you for the physical food you gave to us to eat. We are very thankful. May your name be praised, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for the sub leader. Thank you for the sub leading. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the special numbers. We are very grateful for the messages that they carry. We are very, very grateful. Thank you, our Master. We look unto you for this short time again of fellowship around your world. Open our hearts. Give us understanding. Give us revelation.
Amen.
Give us grace and ability
Amen.
To assimilate your word
Amen.
And take it to heart and
Amen.
Make it to walk through us.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Now, by the time we bring the service to a close, when we shall be going back home, let there be testimony that we are going back home better citizens of your kingdom
Amen.
Than we were before the day began.
Amen.
Thank you, our Savior.
Amen.
Be with your servant when he shall Amen. Be returning from Ekpe. Lord, we commit evangelists into your hands too. Whenever he's returning, bring him back safely.
Amen.
Thank you, Savior Divine,
Thank you, Lord.
For granting these petitions.
Amen.
We ask them all for your glory and for your honor and for our benefit to your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you, church.
Oluwa yo kun fun yi ijo.
I say God bless you.
Mo ni Oluwa yo bu kun fun.
May we never be tired.
Ije komo se re wa.
In the services of the Lord.
Ninu isin fun Olorun.
May God continue to be our strength.
Ki Olorun ko ma tetiwaju lati je okun wa.
It is worth it all.
Yo je ohun ti o ye.
When we cross to the other side.
Nita ti a ba de ojikeji.
All the tires.
Go, Bóyá ọkùnrin bóyá obìnrin ni ó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ríbi tó ń lọ.
Say two angels appear.
Ó ní àwọn angẹ́lì méjì ló máa fara hàn.
A red one.
Eléyìí tó jẹ́ pupa.
A white one.
Àti funfun.
White one representing God.
Èyí tó jẹ́ funfun.
Red one representing Satan.
Pupa ó dúró fún Èṣù.
And he said.
Ó sì wí pé.
If this man is a believer.
Ó ní tí ọkùnrin bá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́.
He said the red devil will go back.
Red angel will go back.
Disappointed. Because the white angel will pack him away. Vice versa. God bless you. I say God bless you. But Abraham preached a message. The unfailing realities of the living God. Our God is a God of reality. We are not guessing about what we are talking about. It may not be. No, 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 no. We know what we are talking about. So we say with all our heart, shalom to the bride. Romans chapter 6. How will I know what I know? And you ask me not to be happy. Look, I'd be so happy until the devil will go and commit suicide. I'm telling you, I'd be so happy. Oh my. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Romans chapter 7, from verses 1 to 6. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law had dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which had an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, where are we now? Where are we now? I'm not hearing your answer. Where are we now? We are in the spirit. We are no longer in the flesh. Oh my. Verse 5. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. God bless you. Can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. There are two kinds of people on the surface of the earth today. There are saints and there are sinners. Amen.
Amen.
Both of them go to church. I want to talk on the church side. I'm not talking about other religions like Muslim. I don't worship those ones. They are not in my picture. People that go to church.
Amen.
Two kinds. Sinners. Religious sinners and saints. Amen.
Amen.
You are not called saints because you go to church. That is not what saints mean. Because there are many people that go to church and they are thieves. Are you hearing me? There are people who go to church and they are fornicators and they are adulteresses and they keep malice, they lie, they cheat, they kill somebody at his back. The spirit that laugh with you, I go at your back, I cut you, I slice you.
It's
not the Holy Ghost. Let's
say the truth.
It's not the Holy Ghost. May God help us. People go to church and they have a people they don't talk to. They don't talk to them. They are bitter whenever they see them. It may be members of the same family. Because along the line, they have offended them.
What is it?
As a result of it,
they
have a diary in their hearts that kept that thing. This time they see that person, bitterness will come. And they go to church. Sometimes they sing special numbers. To make matter worse, they come to the Lord's table. And their heart is full of bitterness against some people. They are not free with them. They are bitter against them. They don't give their good money. Yet, those people will tell you they will make the rapture. They are lying, they are deceiving themselves.
Satan is deceiving them.
Are you hearing me? The devil is a deceiver. Hello? May God help us. The people going to church,
and they
have been converted. I am telling
you,
whether church, outside the church, whether they are in the market, whether they are on the street, anywhere they are, they are connected. The connection they have with God is not like the connection your phone has with MTN.
Sometimes
one network is a fail. Kosi network. You go to the bank, they say Kosi network. The connection that the saint had with God is permanent connection. Whether in the day, whether in the night, where rain is falling, where sun is shining, where you are traveling, by road, by air, by sea, by train, you stay connected. You may be many, many kilometers away from civilization. But you are connected. That network, Jehovah's network, that connects Jehovah with his children, that network never fails. He never fails. It's always on. God may permit sickness to come to his child. It will come under all things work together. Sometimes you begin to wonder, so how will sickness work together for your good? You just need to be a child of God. That scripture is applicable to you. All means all. You begin to wonder why God will permit Job to go through all that he went through. It's just to prove to Satan that my children, they are my children. Under any circumstances, they are my children. When they have plenty to eat, they are my children. When they have to sow garden with ekpa, they remain our my children. They will never speak foolishly. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know, after all that the devil has done, he couldn't get what he wanted. He finally anointed the wife of Job. The wife of Job came. Are you still struggling? Why don't you curse God? And die. That is exactly what the devil said he will do. He will make it to curse God. Do you know the reply of Job to the wife? He said, you talk like one of those foolish women. The prophet said, Job didn't call his wife foolish. He only said she spoke like one of those foolish women. Amen.
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 Amen. A naggy woman. The prophet said, she will make the home uncomfortable for you. Naggy. She will nag enter kitchen. She will nag finish the cooking. She will start nagging, bringing the food to the table. A naggy woman. My question is, where is the Holy Ghost? Where else? The Holy Ghost, which is the kingdom of God in your soul. Anywhere you are. Oh, hallelujah. Anywhere you are, he flood your soul with joy, with peace, with satisfaction, with divine love, no hatred to anybody. If he step on you, whether he say sorry, he don't say sorry, it doesn't mean anything. You are what you are by the grace of God. What did they not call Jesus? They say, oh, my lady.
They said
he was born bastard. He didn't change it from Jesus.
He was Jesus.
The Bible says, blessed are you. When people will speak evil things against you, falsely. Is the devil that does that? The devil may open a notebook for you. Say, on Monday, he didn't pray before he eats. On Tuesday, he didn't pray before he sleep. On Wednesday, before he went out, he didn't pray. And so on and so forth. That is the notebook of the devil. But before God, it's something different altogether. Because this, my child, is faultless. He has no fault. Why?
Kennedy,
he was chosen in Christ. When Christ was crucified, he was crucified with Christ. He was buried with Christ. He resurrected with Christ. He ascended with Christ. The dwelling place of that Son of God, of that daughter of God, in heavenly places, in Christ
Jesus.
That is where his life is being ordered from. In the sight of God, he is blameless. I say in the sight of God. What concerns me about what the devil
will
say? What concerns me?
What concerns me about what Jesus?
I don't care about what he
says.
He can say anything.
Only so
not that only say so. What will he do? What can he do for me? He can't do nothing. Hello? If God doesn't permit him for a purpose which will work for my good, he cannot even put sickness on me. God has built, he has built a security around his sons and daughters that the devil cannot break through.
ti agbare esu oka ni.
God bless you.
Olorun lo ran yin lowo.
Look.
Ewo.
With assurance.
Pelu idaniloju.
With confidence.
Pelu igbekele.
With humility.
Pelu irele.
With faith.
Pelu igbagbo.
With revelation in our heart.
Pelu ifihan ninu okan wa.
What God says about us.
Ohun ti Olorun so nipa wa.
We will travel through this life journey.
A o ri irin ajo aye yi.
It does not even occur to us that people used to retreat.
Ko ti e je ka wa o ti e mo pe awon eyan pada seyin.
Pada seyin. Do you know that all the bridges that we have crossed is this our journey? Once we cross a bridge, we will destroy it. Because no way back, forward ever, backward never. When trials come, when temptations come, when troubles come, God said, I've been here. To raise the standard against it. Your trouble becomes God's trouble. Your problem becomes God's problem. May I ask you a question? Is there a problem that God cannot solve?
So
do you know why Satan laughed when Elohim was talking to Abraham? She looked at the situations.
Oh, was a money.
Humanly speaking.
Ni soro teniyan.
I see impossibility.
O n to ri ni pe ko se se.
This was a promise that God made.
Ileri ti Olorun se leleyi.
No matter how long it has been.
Bo ti wu ko pe to.
If it's God that made the promise.
To ba je pe Olorun lo ma se leleyi.
He will bring it to pass.
Yo wa si mu se dandan ni. Oro enu
re. Abraham became old.
Abrahamu o ni ireti.
Became old.
Old Tidagba, Abraham Tidagba.
Until his body was dead.
Titi ara re jo ti ku.
When the Bible says his body was dead.
Nigba ti be ti so pe ara re ku.
He was still eating.
O si nje wo.
His hand was still moving.
Owo re si gbe soke.
He can see waka.
O si le rin lo bi to ba wo.
But he could no longer live with his wife as husband and wife should live together.
Sugbon I se papo lara laya loko ko se se fun mo.
As a result of age.
Nitori ojo ori re.
And the Bible says.
Bibeli wi pe.
He has ceased to be with Sarah. After the manner of women.
Sarah na ko le se si obirin mo.
When it happens to a woman like that, it is good night to childbearing. But when, not where God have a promise.
Hallelujah.
Elohim was talking to Abraham.
Elohim o ba Abraham soro.
He said, where is your wife?
Yawo re Sarah yawo re wa da.
Ibo lo wa.
Ibo lo wa
nbo pe si. As if God didn't know.
Bi gba pe Olorun o mo bi to wa.
He knew where he was.
O mo bi to wa.
He says it's at that tent. He says at that tent behind you.
O wa ni eyin ago leyin re.
According to the time of life.
O ni ni akoso ni igba ojo.
You see that Sarah.
So ri Sarah yi.
She will conceive.
Yo bi yo loyun.
I breathe forth.
Yo si bimo.
That child. That I promise you.
Timothy say leri.
Sarah was 90.
Sarah o ti di ogorun odun o.
Grandma.
Adorun odun o ti di adorun odun.
She smiled within herself.
O re ni sinu ara re ni ko re ni so
ti. Who is talking like this?
Ni ta le ni na to nsoro bayi.
For many years ago.
Fun opolopo odun seyin.
It has ceased. To be me and my husband.
Ati emi ati oko mi.
We are both old.
Ati dagba.
We forgotten that kind of game.
He
didn't know what was talking. The man that was talking said, why did Sarah doubt what I have said? And he said, am I not the Lord? He said it to her. Church, tell me anything you think is too hard for God. This heart that you build houses on, that you make farm, that you make train for train to pass. It is the manifestation of the talk that God talk. Let there be.
Jackie.
And there was.
O si tebe.
Let me tell you one thing. All these people, whether America, Germany, Russia, China, that are boasting they have a weapons of mass destruction. God can just speak. Let all their weapons turn water. All their weapons will turn water. Whether they are playing, whether they are drone, every evil, anything they have, there is no power that can compete with God. No power. God said, am I not the Lord? Is anything too hard for me?
Hallelujah.
Sarah, run out.
Sarah, oh, sorry, Daddy.
He said, you know that. The prophet said, that would have been the head of
Sarah.
Are you telling God is lying? She would have died. But Sarah cannot die. Until Isaac is born. Who do you call God? Their bodies were changed. Do you believe the changing of the body? Don't look at the gutter in my face. Don't look at it. Don't look at that. Don't let that bother you. There is a promise. God says the Lord. We shall be young. On the other side. So be of good courage. Church of the living God. March on. Don't compromise. Stay with what God said. For God is true. Amen and amen. After that visitation, Abraham and Sarah, they traveled to what do you call that place again now? On their way, Abraham started talking to Sarah. He said, Sarah, you are very beautiful. That is a woman of 90.
Say,
these people we are going to their place. They don't know God. If they know I'm your husband, they will kill me. I'll take you. Do me a favor. Make you tell them, say, I'll be your brother. Me, I go tell them, say, you'll be my sister. The king in that place,
Abimelech,
was looking for a wife. When she saw grandma of
90,
she wanted to take her for wife. Her body has been changed. Brothers and sisters, we are not following cunningly devised fables. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is the truth. When Abimelech, he asked Abraham, who is this woman? This beautiful girl that is with you. Say, it's my sister. It's my sister. They ask her, say, it's my brother. They just bottle Sarah. To Abimelech's house. Hello. Marriage is about to take place. But Abraham said, when Abimelech has finished his night food, he has taken his bath. He has put up pajamas. He was preparing ground for a new wife. God causes deep sleep to come on him. He said, Abimelech, you are as good as a dead man. The woman you are preparing ground for is somebody else's wife. That somebody is not ordinary somebody. It's my prophet. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abimelech said,
Abimelech,
Lord,
Oluwa,
you know the integrity of my heart.
Oh my, oh,
did he not tell me it's his sister? Did she not tell me it's her, it's her brother? God said, you are telling stories. The woman you are preparing is my servant's wife. Not only that you restore her back to him, let him pray for you. Otherwise, all your family, they are gone. God bless you. I say God bless you. Abimelech woke up. He called
Abraham.
Why did you do like this to us? Do you know? He loaded him with things. He blessed him with material things. And he asked him to pray for him. That is the man that told a lie. Then you will say, hey, I can lie. Where is the Holy Ghost? We don't lie. Even if AK-47 is put on our heads, we will say the truth. Because we don't fear death. If we make bold, we will appear in the sixth dimension. We will meet God's family waiting for us there. Hallelujah, church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. That is why when people were seeing revelations that I was crossing, it's not about revelation. It is even a revelation of love. God is not obligated to tell you he's taking you. He's not obligated. So if he tells you, I mean, it's a special grace, special favor. God bless you. I say God bless you. We know where we are going. We know where we come from. Look to the children of God.
Hair
cannot contain you at all. Hell is meant for the devil and his followers. Hell is not meant for sons and daughters of God. Our God does not make mistakes. God was looking at that woman in Samaria. When she jumped at one man, jump at second, jump at third, jump at fourth, jump at the fifth, now living with the sixth one. God was looking at her, said, look at me, my daughter. She has become an animal
child.
Do you know that when Jesus said, go and bring your husband, quickly she said, I have no husband. The prophet said the woman was thinking that Jesus will be the next
victim.
When you tell a beautiful woman, go and call your husband, you say, no, get husband. Which means she's vacant. Jesus said, you don't get husband. You don't get five. The one you are living with now is the sixth one. You say, you must be a prophet. Why did she not say you are
Beelzebub?
Why did he not say you are bastard? She was a seed of God. The seed of God, they don't blaspheme God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, apart from you are a prophet, we have been told that the Messiah is coming. And when he comes, he will do all those things you are doing. Jesus said, I that am speaking to you. And the one, she just let the water
pour.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ran to the city. She didn't look for women. This is a woman that could not come to fetch water in the company of other women. because of her bad way of living. But now she can face men. When Jesus comes, the tetanus power is broken. She ran to the city, to the men. They come and see.
Amen.
Which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. And that was the end of our prostitution. That was the end of our living bad. Brothers and sisters, let me say it one more time. When you meet with Christ in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is the end of sin in your life.
Hallelujah.
Is the end of sin in your life. Whether people hate you, whether they curse you, whether they want you to share, whether they want you to share, whether it makes no difference. You might know that this person is possessed with the devil. You love him. You hate the enemy that is in him. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. That is the God we serve. He has the ability to change you from a sinful nature to divine nature, his own nature. Take uba bimo.
When a tiger gives birth, it gives the reason why
we have fallen nature is because of the way we were conceived
above.
But when we are regenerated by the power of his resurrection, it is goodness to that nature. All things are gone. All things have become new. Brothers and sisters, shalom to everyone. The gospel is the truth. God bless you. I say, God bless you. But Abraham said, don't allow the honeymoon to cease. The love you have for your wife, when you were at the stage of courtship, don't allow that love to diminish. Of course, if I got power love,
is
it the man?
Is
it the woman? The filial love they have for each other can never die, because that is the only woman that he has access to in life. A woman that is not converted, I, a Holy Ghost film, to live with her. You are missing something. A woman that
does not have the Holy Ghost,
that
is expecting a man that has the Holy Ghost to come and fornicate with her,
she's wasting her time. No matter what she displays, she cannot entice that man. That man is connected with God. God bless you. The only thing that interests that man is to represent God.
It's
to talk about God. The gospel becoming his conversation.
I
don't know what you discuss where you people meet. Are you discussing about Jagaba? All those people that are playing politics? Are they the people you are talking about? You want to know better? But Abraham had concluded it all. When he said, politics is of the devil. Hello. Politics is of the devil. Do you know that man is almost making this nation war party system now? Almost every person has become APC.
You think it's natural?
There is something going on. Oh, can we come to Nipare? All those things doesn't move us. There is coming a kingdom.
I need to back and ball.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. These things are real. They are the truth. There's nothing on this earth. Our body of sin is dead. Our spirit is alive in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Our life is being governed from above. Yes, sir. God bless you. I say, God bless you. There are churches where they have plenty ministers. The ministers will prepare some funny sermon. What funny sermon? Maybe to pull down that other man. That is nonsense. We are to preach against Satan. We are to preach against sin. We are to preach and exalt Jesus, who is our Savior. God did not call us to be fighting each other. No. There is no need for it.
Why are we fighting ourselves? Why are we going to be fighting ourselves?
You see this, brother. No matter how much he fights me, it can never be me. No matter how much I fight him, I can never be him. Brother Abraham said, no man can take your place. When God created you and be his child, he placed you somewhere in his kingdom. Nobody else can take that place but you. Hallelujah. When God called Moses, he was sending him back to Egypt. Moses was giving excuses. Oh, I'm a stammerer. I don't know how to talk. And God said, who make a dump? Who make a man to be dumb? Who make a man to talk? It's okay. For your information, Aaron is an eloquent speaker. He's your brother. I will make him a prophet. I will make you God. Whatever you say, tell him. He will broadcast it. As for going to Egypt, I've ordained you to go. I will not replace you. God doesn't replace his
children.
He knows you. He has placed you somewhere. Where God placed you, no, nobody can take you out of it. Oh man. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I used to ask a question. Do you think that God has ordained me to be 60 years
old
on earth. When I'm 40,
they
say, oh, now what witch killer? Who do you call God? You think God will be sleeping for one witch to come and kill you? Some of us where cockroach make noise in the night. And Isu, so we say, what today? I wonder who they are expecting. May God help us.
We are children of Father
by
faith in Christ Jesus. Our Father owns the land. We will be walking the way we want.
God bless you. Look, the security that man built around president, governors, and their families. They are built by men. And men can overpower them. God has built security around us. Bunch of angels surround us. And one angel can destroy the whole world with all their whatever weapon they call it. One angel can finish all of them. You know, it's an unseen being. He can come. I carry Putin of Russia in the midst of the security guys. They will just see that the man is
appear.
They
will be wondering where he is.
Where Peter was kept by two soldiers with two chains on his leg. When the angel came in, he didn't take permission from any of the soldiers. Did they know that somebody came in? They already discovered Peter has disappeared. Oh man. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Me, what I'm telling you, so that is how I work in this life with confidence. Me only cool until God's appointed time. If you hear that tonight, I went to bed. Tomorrow, he didn't wait. It's because God has finished with me. Otherwise, say, why we? Why we that? Why Emele? Why Olobu? Kofi gbogbo eyan. Kofi Shogu. It will become vitamin to me. I become fast. Ma lo yagbe edani.
As Jesus said, no weapon against you shall prosper.
That is thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord cannot fail. But God doesn't want compromise. God bless you, church. We will close. Time to go at the Lord.
What we have heard.
Let's
today.
Think about it. God bless you. Remember, the storehouse is in the exhaustible. We will always have something to take from. Do you know, I have not read one verse from that sermon yet. I can preach this sermon for the rest of the year. This sermon alone. God bless you. I say God bless you. Don't play with God. Don't play.
Emma,
you see nature, for instance. You see family. You see small boys. You see small girls. You don't find a boy put stick at the back. Use cloth to hold it. No. It's girl that does it. They put stick at the back. They use cloth to hold it. Boy, na ball they play. Don't play. Oh, my. God knows what he's doing. The prophet said, the number of your hair. It's not to God. Church, there's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Let this car be falling to the ground. God is able to protect his people. He will keep his people to the end. God bless you. I say God bless you. God willing, on Wednesday,
we'll
be entertaining our visiting minister. Brother Innocent,
from
worry.
You will
be with us on Wednesday.
You
will be with us on Sunday. I don't know if you'll be able to take the Sunday school Monday and evening. I don't, I'm yet to find that. If you're not, someone will take Sunday school and you take the remaining two services. And the way it has fallen, I will not be around on Sunday. I will be with the church in Crete. They have invited me to come and minister to them. God bless you. I say God bless you. Thank God. My associate will be at home. Even if it's not at home, but my family is around. I don't know. Maybe evangelist might have returned. I don't know. If he's traveling from there, I don't know. I can't remember now. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Do you know the way I look at you? As the people of the kingdom. That's how I look at you. The people of the kingdom. And what I don't mind big boy. Eternally,
we will live together.
God chose you. God chose us together. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Hello. Hello. God bless you. I say God bless you.
God bless you.
He, God, has chosen me. I chose you. I chose others. Who are you, Re?
Who are you?
To say, you shouldn't have chosen this one. You should have chosen this one. Who are you?
Daniel. Where are you coming from?
Any Wolofin so?
From which mouth are you saying it? Where does he come
from? Wolofin so? No.
With what language are you saying it?
God bless you. I say God bless.
Mo ni Olorun yo buku fun o.
E je ka ma si Oluwa.
Let be serving God.
Yes. With joy and gladness.
Pelu ayo ati idunnu.
Our God has promised.
Olorun wa ti se ileri.
To supply all your needs.
Lati pese ohun gbogbo ti a nilo.
All your needs.
Ohun gbogbo ti a nilo.
Not some.
Ko si awon die.
Ohun
gbogbo ni.
According to his riches. The back of heaven. The back of heaven. If it all for work, I must see the orun.
If he for work, just see the orun.
It doesn't go backwards.
No,
it doesn't go backwards. God will meet our needs. He promised it. He said, you're going out. And you're coming in. I will be responsible for your protection. Oh, man. God bless you, church. I say God bless you.
When
the enemy come in like a flood to do you evil, God said, my spirit will raise a standard. He said, what are you saying?
Listen.
The very furnace, God bless you, my brother. The very furnace that they built for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made it hotter 7 times. I say 7 is too small. They would have made it hotter 1,000,000 times. Do you know that the people that carry Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to put them inside the fire, when they opened the door, the heat that came out killed those people. The people they throw inside, a single hair on their head did not burn. Who do you call God? You see, God, our God doesn't come too late. He always comes on time. As they were throwing them there, he was right there. Because of his presence, he neutralized the effect of that fire. Amen.
Amen.
The fire just burned the rope that bind the people of God. A single hair on their head was not consumed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We used to sing a little song. We are serving a God of miracle. I know. Yes, I know. We are serving a God.
As your Lord, we are
good. Yes, I know. Yes, I when the king, he said, let him see. When he saw, he said, how many did we throw in? They said 3. He said, I'm seeing the fourth person. The fourth person is like the Son of God. God said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Jesus did not die in vain. He died to redeem his children. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
They were trying to implicate Daniel. They must have sent some women badly dressed to go attract Daniel. I'm telling you, he didn't entice Daniel one bit. They must have enticed him with money. Lie. He was not enticed. If you have a Christian in your employment, who is truly a Christian, you are blessed. There's nothing they could do for Daniel. And they wanted to ruin him anyhow. They formulated a plan that you see for the next 30 days. Nobody should ask petition or sing God. He has to be what the king said. King signed it. Whether King sign it, whether it's the papa who signed it or mama, or siblings, as long as it's contrary to God's program, it's rubbish to the child of God. When they sign it, remember the man they want to implicate is Daniel. Immediately they sign it, they know Daniel will not bow for that rubbish. They say spy to watch it in his house. Daniel was not ashamed. That was he afraid. He removed curtains for the windows. He kneeled down as usual to commune with his God. Immediately, the news went to the king that Daniel, he doesn't respect you. He had violated your law. They stabbed the lions.
They only stabbed them in faith.
They say, where we put Daniel inside? Not only he fresh, they will crack his bones. When they put Daniel inside, the God that Daniel stood for.
Oh,
hallelujah. He Amen. Went ahead of Daniel.
Oh, to Daniel
to the lion den.
C-B-O-K.
As the pillar of fire.
K-K-B.
As animal fear fire. They just ran far. Go and lie down. Daniel was just enjoying himself.
Daniel can bad
protected by the pillar of fire.
What
Abraham
said.
God
alone
always time.
Oh man,
in between you
and
the enemy.
At your water.
Before the enemy can touch you, he would have conquered God. And because he cannot conquer God, he can't touch you. Look.
Oh man.
The benefits. The benefits of redemption. Maybe one day we preach on it. The benefits we have. But Abraham said, the church of God is in its minority. In every age. He said, but we are living other God given privileges. The king. He knew it was because of jealousy. They implicated Daniel. He could not sleep that night. Very early in the morning, he went to the place. He said, Daniel, thou servant of the Most High,
has
God protected you from the lion? Daniel replied.
Daniel, sit down.
Praise God, amen.
And you are.
You cannot fight with God and win.
Oh, the ball that
is not possible.
Lucifer,
who was the deputy God,
he
tried it.
Open your
He failed.
Oh,
God bless you.
The
Olorun king said, all the people that implicated
Daniel
and their families, they should be cast into the place.
And
the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Then their children and their wives and the lion had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces. However, they came at the bottom of the den. God bless you. I say, God bless you.
There's nothing the devil can do for us.
God do nothing for us. God bless you. The God we serve is able. to save us to the uttermost. Why? We are his own.
Tori pe a je ti eni ti Olorun la se. Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Alafia.
Let's see 3:15. To God be the glory. I don't know. I could preach in five. I'll be shaking preacher. Because I can preach on. You have to preach on. God willing, we shall be seen again, meeting again on Wednesday. Like I said, Pastor Innocent Uwanchukwu from Wari will be here. Let me pray as for him, for joining mercies, that God will use it to be a channel of blessing to us. God bless you. I say God bless you. Sister Grace, are you dreaming? Are you sure you are not dreaming?
That's
the way you close your eyes. God bless you. If we were praying, it's something else. We are not praying. You are closing your eyes. God bless you, church. So shalom to your soul. May the presence of Jesus go with you. To your homes, to your businesses, for the children to their school. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads? Once and for all, for the day. Present your request to God by the raising up of your hands. Heavenly Father, we are in this mortal season. We are living in this world where Satan is the god of this evil age, where he mobilizes his demons to upset our ways everywhere we go. But our joy is that the security you build around us, the devil cannot break through. Thank you for students. Thank you for workers. Thank you for businessmen and women. Thank you for housewives. Lord, it is another week beginning in earnest. Be with us in all our endeavors.
Amen.
Our going out, our coming in. Go with us.
Amen.
Protect us.
Amen.
From all dangers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ. Whatever is the needs of your people that they are bringing before you, that made them to raise their hands, beating the law of gravity that says that you should always have down your hands, Lord, meet them at the point of their needs.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord, for granting these petitions.
Amen.
May your word dwell in us richly.
Amen.
Because we have been made to know the word of God. We defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. The devil, you are defeated.
Amen.
You are a bluff.
Amen.
Remove the hands of God's property.
Amen. Amen.
Anywhere you have deposited your sickness or diseases, remove it from there.
Amen.
And carry your diseases away.
Amen.
Let the people of God be free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
Say amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.